Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. It is Thursday in Ordinary Time, proper 19 in the church calendar, marking time, the story of the Lord. If you have a prayer request, as always, you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. I'd like to invite you Monday, September 25th, 2023, 7 p.m. Central, to a Facebook Live, benwardmusic.com/Facebook, talking all about the podcast, playing some songs, and about the future. Join us. Oh, 4,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of Thy name. So come on and sing out, let our anthem grow loud. There is one great love, Jesus. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. He breaks the power of canceled sin, He breaks the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean, His blood availed for me. So come on and sing out, let our anthem grow loud. There is one great love, Jesus. He speaks and listening to His voice, new life the dead receive. The mournful broken hearts rejoice, the humble poor believe. Glory to God and praise and love be ever, ever given by saints below and saints above, the church and earth in heaven. So come on and sing out, let our anthem grow loud. There is one great love. Come on and sing out, let our anthem grow loud. There is one great love. There is one. One great love, Jesus. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against You in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved You with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of Your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in Your will and walk in Your ways, to the glory of Your name. Amen. Oh, 4,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of Thy name. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing Your praise, Lord. Thank Thank you for this day. We give it back to you now in the name of Jesus. Amen. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of those who are evil and cruel. For you have been my hope, sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. I have become a sign to many. You are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. Do not cast me away when I am old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone. For my enemies speak against me. Those who wait to kill me conspire together. They say God has forsaken him. Pursue him and seize him, for no one will rescue him. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quickly, God, to help me. May my accusers perish in shame. May those who want to harm me be covered with scorn and disgrace. As for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous deeds, of your saving acts all day long. Though I know not how to relate them all, I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteous deeds, yours alone. Since my youth, God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, my God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come. Your righteousness, God, reaches to the heavens. You who have done great things, who is like you, God? Though you have made me see troubles, many and bitter, you will restore my life again. From the depths of the earth, you will again bring me up. You will increase my honor and comfort me once more. I will praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, my God. I will sing praise to you with the lyre, Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, I whom you have delivered. My tongue will tell of your righteous acts all day long. For those who wanted to harm me have been put to shame and confusion. Oh Lord, don't forsake me. Don't leave me alone, leave me alone, oh Lord. Don't forsake me, don't leave me alone, don't leave me alone. To the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Our scripture lesson is 1 Corinthians 2:14 through 3:15. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgments, for who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere humans? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not mere human beings? What, after all, is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe. As the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames. We have the mind of Christ. Help us think like Jesus. We have the mind of Jesus. Help us think like Christ. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this Thursday in ordinary time, proper 19, in the church calendar. O God, because without you we are not able to please you, mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Give us a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts, continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. It all up before Jesus. We have the mind of Christ. Help us think like you. Help us live like you. We have the mind of Christ. Renew our minds, Lord. Our families now, our immediate families, our extended families, lift them up, whatever that means in your life today. Help us see like you, help us feel like you, Lord. Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, enemies, whoever the Lord lays on your heart, lift them up now. Say their names before the throne of grace. The Father invites you. See like you, help us do like you, help us do what you do, Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You have the mind of Christ. Think like him. See like him. Do like him today. Amen. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries, a 501c3 nonprofit. In the United States, your gifts are tax deductible. Go to benwardmusic.com/donate. Thank you. Bye-bye.